The next patient is Caroline Patterson. The last name is Patterson. This is the clinical case of a 81-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Medince, M-I-D-E-N-C-E, that is referred to the office because of deterioration of the kidney function. She drops the estimated EFR from the low 50s to 43, period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis, we don't have any quantification of protein in the urine. We have a renal ultrasound that fails to show a significant pathology different from small renal cysts. Period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that has been going on for a lengthy period of time. When she was 30 years old. At that time, the patient was weighing more than 300 pounds. And she has changed the way of living. She has lost significant amount of weight. And has a history of biliary cholangitis, and the patient has been treated by the gastroenterologist for this entity as well, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and irritable bowel syndrome, period. The patient has noticed that lately the blood pressure is out of control. She has been drinking more than 40 ounces of fluid in 24 hours, and ever since she started that, the swelling in the lower extremities is more apparent than before, and the blood pressure has been elevated. Before we make an assessment of the kidney condition, we are going to examine the urine. Make further recommendations. For the time being, we are going to cut down the fluid intake to 40 ounces and continue in a low sodium diet. A change into the plant-based diet is highly recommended as well. Following number. Arterial hypertension, that is with systolic hypertension, probably related to fluid overload. We are going to manage the patient as stated above. Following number, the history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, more than 28 years of smoking. The patient is stopped doing so 30 years ago. She has been compensated. The patient has a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has the biliary cholangitis that is treated by the gastroenterologist with the administration of ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-O-L, 300 milligrams three times a day. We're going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. We're going to paragraph. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 9 minutes.